Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Mary Murphy, who today is representing Hispanics United for Perry, and we're talking about Las Posadas. So Mary, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So as I said, we're talking about the annual Hispanic Christmas celebration that happens in Perry. So talk a little bit about the basics of it.
Well, the basics are based on a tradition in Mexico where I was reading about it so I could brush up on my history of it. They actually have, something like 16, 20 days of this tradition. And it's called Las Posadas, which means the inns or shelter in Spanish. And what they would do is you possess, you have a Mary and a Joseph and a donkey, and you possess through the town and you ask at different places, is there shelter? And you sing this song and the people inside say, no, go away. We don't want you. There's no shelter in here. There's no room in the inn. And what they do in Mexico is they go to five or six places and they end up at someone's house prearranged, and they sing the song and they find shelter at this person's house and they're invited in and they have a great big party. And so it's like Party City for like 20 days before Christmas. So it's a very festive and moving tradition. I always like to go because it's kind of like, we usually have it at the beginning of the month, but this year, because of the schedule, we're having it at the 20th. So I don't feel like it's Christmas yet because we haven't done Las Posadas.
Yeah, that's fair. So it is, as you mentioned, this Friday, December 20th. So when and where is it taking place here, Perry?
Well, we all gather at the First Christian Church on 3rd and Lucinda, and we have an ecumenical service from 6 to 6:30. And Pastor Paul usually picks somebody out of the crowd to do the English liturgies and the Spanish liturgies or the readings. And it's kind of cool because sometimes I get picked. And then we have singing that's going on. And just the start of a really nice evening, because then we gather in the back of the church and everybody gets lanterns or flashlights. And we have our Joseph and our Mary. And Rosa usually sings she has a Bluetooth speaker and she leads the singing. And we're going to three different places. And half of the group goes inside the place. For example, we're going to, I believe it's Aveline's, where El Buen Gusto used to be, first, because it's right there. This is not, any kind of exercise that you get, but it's just a couple steps to their shop. And then we'll go to Casa de Oro and Mandarin Cafe. And half of the people go into the restaurant and they sing the song back and forth. And in between the stops, we sing Christmas carols. And we eventually make it to around the block to the United Methodist Church. And we find shelter at the Methodist Church. And we have a dinner. And it's a free will donation dinner. It's absolutely free. All the donations go to scholarships.
All right. So that's to the Hispanics United for Perry scholarships?
Yes. For the high school.
All right. Now, I've been to this the last couple of years. It's a very neat thing. And one thing that strikes me about it is in both English and Spanish. So it's really multicultural, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. We make everybody welcome. I know that it's been on my tradition list since I have started in Perry 9 years ago. And it's nice because Pastor Paul, well, he's bilingual, but we go back and forth between English and Spanish for the whole service, English and Spanish for all the songs.
All right. Why would you encourage people to, if they've never experienced Las Posadas before, why would you encourage them to give it a try this year?
First of all, it's going to be warm. there have been years where I have circulation problems. So I just go from the First Christian Church to the United Methodist Church and don't do the route, the singing. It's a nice tradition. It reminds us, of the journey that Mary and Joseph had leading up to Christmas. And if you think about it, the whole journey of going back for the census, trying to find a place to sleep because you don't have any relatives there because, you went back to where your forefathers were born to be in the Roman census. So it's almost like going to Mass on Christmas Eve at midnight. It's one of those traditions in the family that, why is it midnight Mass? Why isn't it at 10 o'clock? So I just think it's a really nice tradition.
All right. Now talk a little bit more about the scholarship program with Hispanics United for Perry, because this is a big deal in this town, correct?
Correct. Well, we fundraise all year long in Hispanics United for Perry to give away 4 scholarships. And 4 of those scholarships are to traditional students from the high school. And I believe the 5th one is to a non-traditional student at DMAC. So it all comes back to Perry, and we're all supporting Perry students. It is giving them a helping hand with books or some tuition. They're not large scholarships. In fact, we're talking about rolling them all up into one large scholarship rather than 4 little scholarships. But that's a discussion for another day. It's a tradition to help them further their education to assimilate, to find something to do and be successful.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy with Hispanics United for Perry, anything else that you'd like to let people know about HUP or about Las Posadas?
No, I just want to stress that it's a free will donation. It's a free meal. If you can't afford it, come anyway. We're very welcoming. The library does a craft there. Everybody is made welcome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Mary Murphy. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.